Finance ministers and central bank governors of the world's 20 leading economies ended a meeting in Cape Town saying they expect world economic growth to slow because of rising commodity prices and the weak U.S. dollar. In a final communique, the forum, known as the G20, said it expects the downturn to be modest, although it could not predict its extent and duration. The head of the International Monetary Fund, Dominique Strauss-Kahn, told reporters that the global community must work together to address the imbalances.
Certainly no time for complacency for the industrialized world, and we could measure that. And we have to work a lot to correct what is not going perfectly. And again, it's no time for complacency for the emerging world itself.
The G20 groups the world's most developed countries and one dozen emerging nations, which together represent two-thirds of the world's population and 90% of its gross domestic product. The G20 urged countries with large foreign currency reserves to allow their currencies to float more freely on exchange markets. The statement was seen as aimed at China, which, despite large trade surpluses and foreign reserves, continues to peg its currency to the U.S. dollar. This is causing pressure on free-floating currencies such as those of Brazil, Canada, and the European Union. However, officials said no country was singled out during the meeting. The communique also urged the United States to boost national savings and the European Union to accelerate growth-enhancing reforms. And it urged emerging Asian economies to lower their dependence on exports by boosting domestic demand. South African President Thabo Mbeki voiced a concern of emerging nations by calling for a greater voice for them in the decisions of the World Bank and International Monetary Fund.
We do need this new model of engagement, which actively seeks to break deadlocks, some of which are age-old, which frustrate global economic and social development and eradication of poverty.
The recently appointed heads of the World Bank and International Monetary Fund, both attending for the first time, agreed that emerging nations should be given greater quotas and more votes in these institutions. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Johannesburg.